Hi, everyone. Welcome to the blog podcast right here on Leadership Adventure. I am Marv McCarthy, your host. Today's episode is entitled, How Do You Feel? I've come clean before with everybody and shared with you that I'm a huge Star Trek fan. I don't get into the conventions and dress up and do all that kind of stuff, but I really, really enjoy everything else about Star Trek. 1986 saw the release of Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home. The movie starts out on planet Vulcan, and the timeline picks up right after the events of Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. So since the movie was released almost 40 years ago now, I am not going to worry about any spoiler alerts. If you haven't seen it by now, well, I am just not sure what to say. In Star Trek III, Mr. Spock was resurrected after being laid to rest on the Genesis planet. He then moved to his home planet of Vulcan for his recovery, where he literally had to be re-educated as if he was born all over again. So during this process, the educational computer he was working with on Vulcan posed a question to Spock that took him by surprise. And the question was this: how do you feel? For humans, this is a perfectly normal question. But for Spock, having a Vulcan father and a human mother, this caused confusion and tension. The Vulcan half of him operated only in the realm of logic. Vulcans ruthlessly worked to eliminate all emotion from their lives. The human half of him, however, felt emotion. He had a half-human heart. Thus, part of his recovery was to successfully blend the best traits of both of his parents. Spock's experience translates directly to us as leaders. Some leaders value logic, analysis, and discipline over any type of feelings. They are drawn toward leadership that prioritizes data, facts, and rational decision-making. Other leaders value more heart-oriented traits, such as emotional intelligence, empathy, and understanding. They seek to form closer connections with their teams, thus increasing motivation, resilience, which is critical after the pandemic, and innovation through personal growth. The best leaders that I have ever worked with or around possess healthy doses of both what I would call Vulcan logic and human heart. Where do you fall along this line? Are you more on the logical side, or would you say that you're more on the emotional side? Regardless of where your natural strengths are, you can still learn to grow in both areas, and this is important for your leadership. If you are more logical, try practicing active listening, for example, and just spend a little bit of time getting to know your team members just a little bit better. If you are naturally more emotional, then engage in some activities that foster analytical thinking. And there are lots of great resources out there to help you with both sides of this coin. Again, you are not seeking to change your natural design. You should always lead with and develop your core strengths. Rather, the goal of this little exercise is to complement your core strengths by adding a few more tools to your leadership toolbox. Now, how do you feel? That's it for this week, you guys. Thanks for listening to the blog podcast. As a reminder, in case you'd rather get this via MailChimp in a weekly email, head on over to my website, which is leadership-adventure.com, and you can sign up for either our Tuesday blog episode or our Thursday devotional episode, which is geared toward leaders of faith. Thanks for joining me today. Thanks for listening, as always, and I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next time.